Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. For the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Let's start with volleyball scores from last night. A matchup you heard right here on KATE. Cleveland won the first set 25-9. Clippers dominated in set number one, but Alden Conger, they regrouped. They came back and won the next three sets, 25-17, 25-19, and 25-21. Alden Conger defeats Cleveland 3-1. Knights are still unbeaten in Valley Conference play. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva over Blooming Prairie 3-1, 24-26, 25-20, 25-16, and 25-19. United South Central, they were in Dodge Center last night. They get by the Cobras of Triton, 3-0, 25-16, 25-20, 25-22. In Lake Mills, they keep on rolling. They beat North Iowa 3-0, 25-11, 25-11, and 25-13. In girls tennis, Rochester John Marshall beat Albert Lea 6-1. Lone win for the Tigers last night, number three singles. Bree Wheelidge won her matchup 6-3, 6-3. Sibley East in girls tennis beat USC 7-0. Girls swimming and diving, Rochester John Marshall over Albert Lea 92-85. In boys soccer, Winona shuts out Albert Lea 2-0. In girls soccer, Winona beats Albert Lea 5-0. Football coming up tonight. All these games start at 7. Albert Lea is on the road at Winona. Windhawks celebrating their homecoming tonight. Albert Lea is 0-4. Winona 2-2. All the action right here on KATE. Pre-game show with the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, around 6:45. We'll have your kickoff from Winona at 7. USC is going to host Cleveland for their homecoming game in Wells tonight. Northwood Kensett also having homecoming. They're going to host Rockford, and Lake Mills will host Newman Catholic. All those games in football start at 7 tonight. One volleyball matchup to tell you about, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're going to host Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain. That will start at 7. Couple of football games coming up tomorrow. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. They're going to host Mayor Lutheran for Glenville Emmons' homecoming. That game is in Glenville tomorrow at 3. And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're going to host Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop for their homecoming game tomorrow night. That starts at 7. Nico Goodrum homered twice and drove in four runs. Jonathan Scoop hit a solo homer. And Detroit beat our Minnesota Twins 10-7. Twins lose their final home game of the 2021 season. They're going to wrap things up on the road with three games in Kansas City. No Twins baseball tonight because we have Tiger football. Let's talk about the races, the playoff races in baseball. Anthony Rizzo, Aaron Judge, and Gleyber Torres homered in a four-run six. The Yankees, they down the Jays 6-2. Boston, they struggled against Baltimore. Ryan Mountcastle smacked a three-run homer. The O's took the rubber match of a three-game set. They beat the Red Sox 6-2. So here is how things look going to the final weekend. Three games left for each of these teams in the race for the American League wildcard spots. Yankees are in good shape. They're up by two games for the first wildcard spot. Seattle and Boston, they are tied for the second wildcard spot. And Toronto, they're a game back of that second wildcard spot. Should be a fun final weekend of the regular season, especially for the AL wildcard race. Meanwhile, it's champagne time for the Astros and the Braves as Houston captured the AL West title for the fourth time in 5 years. And the Braves, they came away with their fourth consecutive NL East title. Carlos Correa's 25th home run was a three-run blast as the Astros beat the Rays 3-2. And in Atlanta, Jorge Soler and Austin Riley hit solo homers. The Braves built a 5-0 lead. They beat the Phillies 5-3. Again, the Astros win the AL West and the Braves win the NL East. In the NL West, the San Francisco Giants with three games to go in the regular season. They're still up on the Dodgers by two games. San Francisco beat the Diamondbacks last night 5-4. The Dodgers, they beat the Padres 8-3. The Cincinnati Bengals won a battle of recent number one picks, doing it in comeback fashion. Evan McPherson kicked a 35-yard field goal as time ran out. The Bengals are 3-1 on the season as they beat the Jaguars 24-21. Cincinnati trailed 14-0 at halftime, but again, the Bengals come back and win by three. Super Bowl coming up this year. Your halftime show is going to have Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. They're going to perform for the first time together on stage at the 2022 Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. Now, the 2022 game will be the first time the Super Bowl has been played in the Los Angeles area since 1993. And Brazilian soccer legend Pelé has been discharged from the hospital where he received treatment for nearly a month. The 80-year-old Pelé spent days in intensive care after undergoing surgery to remove a tumor. A hospital statement says the three-time World Cup champion is stable and will continue with chemotherapy. And that's Cheka Sports. Again, tonight we have Tiger football at Winona. If you cannot make the trip to Winona, we will be there for you. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Albert Lea and Winona tonight on KATE. And at Sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box for KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.